Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yes, we got a notification about something that's going to be delivered tomorrow, and we were actually expecting it next Friday.
Okay, so I'll be glad.
Can we reschedule? Because we're not prepared for this at all.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to help. And is the telephone number we're speaking on, is it associated with the order?
It should be, yes. We got a text from this number.
Okay. All right. One moment for me, please.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm putting my end table here. You notice that I put that little thing there?
Mm-hmm.
You bought that. All of these things speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like that jug, you ought to put it on your shelf. What is that bag?
It's our creamer.
Mm. All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number. Okay.
I want that to be our mailbox.
That is just ludicrous.
You're going to make it about you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, I do apologize for that hold. That telephone number did not generate an order for me.
Let's see. Well, can I get, it texts the 361-463-9198.
It's because she put my number there.
Yeah.
Look at Melissa Miller.
Let me see. Let me give you a different number. Somebody ordered this. And we're the contractor that's accepting the order. Is there a number, maybe 202-25, or do you need to write it down?
Me? No, I'm typing
yeah,
it
I mean,
in.
Okay, 202-253-8462.
And that was 202-253-8462?
Yes.
All right, one moment, please.
Under Melissa Mueller. I don't know if you need the name.
Yes, ma'am. Waiting on the order to generate.
Okay.
Did you push that occurrence loop open?
Mm-hmm.
All right, still here with you, just waiting on it to load.
Okay.
All right. All right, again, I do apologize for the hold. It usually doesn't take this long.
That's computers for you.
I know. All right, ma'am. I do apologize for that hold. Is this the only number, the only other number associated?
Yes. I got a check.
That it came to my number and I'm the contractor.
I mean, we are expecting this delivery, just not tomorrow. Can I give you a tracking number?
I wouldn't be able to search by a tracking number. Now, the team does call 30 minutes upon arriving. If we can't find the order.
We're in the middle of painting. There's no place to put it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know how to not.
What is the address that it's going to?
It's going to 2109 Bay House.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's.
What does she have?
Well, she can't. You can't even find the order, can you?
No, ma'am. I haven't generated an order yet.
You gave him a number 361.
Yeah. So then, how come we got this text if there's no order?
I'm not saying that it's not an order. It's just like the system has not generated an order with the first phone number and the second phone number you provided, the 202-253-8462.
So what
is it with Home Depot or Best Buy?
I'm thinking Best Buy.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to be able to accept it tomorrow, but then that's going to throw a wrench in things. I'd rather just reschedule it.
Yes, ma'am. And if the order generates, I will be able to take care of that for you. I'll get that done for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still searching, though. I'm still, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, so how do we know? How do you know it's us?
When the order generates, you're going to verify it.
Oh. I don't think I understand how any of this works.
Okay, once the order is generated,
mm-hmm.
I would ask you, could you verify the name and address on the order?
Okay. Like,
and
we
then,
get a phone call or?
What do you mean
a
phone
call?
Right
here while we're talking to you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. It will all be done
oh, okay.
on the phone call. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, like right now. So that's just what we're waiting for.
Yes. Yes. That's what I want. Yes. As soon as the order generates, I'm going to do that for you.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking you can't find the order, so it'll generate sometime tomorrow or later tonight or something.
So you said you all received the text. Did you all receive like a time frame call?
Yes. For tomorrow between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. If this phone number doesn't give it to us, I'm gonna do it now. Okay. All right. I'm gonna close this window.
Yeah, because looks like it's three items.
And what's the first and last name on the order?
Probably Melissa Mueller, unless she put J Ortiz.
Okay. And the last name is Mueller?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm going to search by her first and last name.
Okay.
All right, searching by her first and last name. One moment.
We're going to start payment on the 10th. Just push it on another week. I said to put, it was like May 7th to 11th. I said to push it out another week. So she did what she was supposed to, but we're still not ready.
All right, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay.
It's just the system. I don't know. It just starts slowing down every day after 5.
That's everybody's probably off work trying to call saying, don't come.
Yes, after 5, it just slows down. All right. I do apologize for the hold. And could you verify the address, please?
It's 2109 Bay House in Rockport, Texas.
All right. Thanks so much for verifying that. And the number is correct, the 202-253-8462.
Yeah. I just didn't pull it up for some reason.
Silly system.
When can we reschedule that?
Actually, I could take care of that for you today.
Okay. How far out can we go?
How far out do you need, ma'am?
Next Friday.
Okay. Next Friday is the 28th?
Yes. And is there any way we can get a morning instead of an afternoon? Fridays are easier in the morning.
I can't guarantee a time frame, but you're going to receive an automated call the night before.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get that notated. All right, ma'am. We have the installs rescheduled for May the 28th. And is there anything else I could help with today?
That is all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPO. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.